From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The State Department of Transportation announced September the 5th, Route 23A will be closed beginning September 17th for emergency repairs because of a slope failure in Hunter. The more than 3 mile section of the road between Wingate Road and the bridge over Catterskill Creek near Palinville will be closed for 1 week, according to a statement released by the department. Motorists will be detoured on routes 32, 23, and 296. Drivers will have access to Catterskill Falls and Hunter Mountain. During the closure, crews will install concrete stabilizing pods to anchor the slope to help prevent further erosion. DOT spokesman Brian Vigenani said the slope failure was discovered August 8th. He said, and I quote, "We installed traffic lights the next day and stabilized the slope until we were able to begin the work that starts on September 17th, end quote. The road is currently safe for travel, with one lane of alternating traffic in place with temporary traffic lights. Green County Administrator Sean Groden said, and I quote, "Traffic is moving, albeit slowly moving," end quote. Town Supervisor David Legg said town officials hope the repairs will be completed as soon as possible, but the closure should have a low impact on the community. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. David Lombardo is reporting for Capital Confidential. The names of gubernatorial candidates Larry Sharp and Stephanie Miller will appear on the November ballot. General objections were filed to their petitions last week, but specific objections were not filed with the State Board of Elections. Sharp's name will appear on the Libertarian line, and Miner is the Serve America Movement candidate. Specific objections were filed against the independent petitions filed by Jimmy McMillan, the Rent is Too Damn High candidate for governor. Miner's petitions were initially challenged by supporters of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. Miner said in a statement, and I quote, "Despite the efforts of party bosses who want to disenfranchise voters, New Yorkers will have a real choice in November," end quote. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The State Department of Environmental Conservation, September 5th, issued the Hudson River Comprehensive Restoration Plan. The stated intention of the plan is to encourage municipalities, state organizations, and environmental groups to work together toward a common goal. Department officials said the 84-page document will serve as a resource for information about all river-related projects. The plan states, and I quote, "The Hudson River Comprehensive Plan is the first attempt to benchmark restoration progress to date in the Hudson and set long-term goals for its future," end quote. The report includes the work of 25 nonprofit groups, 13 state agencies, 7 academic programs, 42 municipalities, and 8 private companies. Scenic Hudson Science, Climate, and Stewardship Director Neva Tabak said the report is unique in how widely it explores issues such as habitat damage, threats to population centers, problems stemming from human activities, and matters that arise from broader environmental concerns. Tabak said the report complements other initiatives undertaken by the state, but will be updated as new impacts on the Hudson River take shape. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Ulster County has joined with school districts to install 22 solar-powered speed signs as part of the county's school safety initiative. Each sign displays designated speed limit as well as the speed of the oncoming vehicle. Other Build a Safer Ulster County initiative projects include widening of roads and improved safety for bicyclists, pedestrians, and motorists. County Executive Mark Hines said, and I quote, "Installing solar speed signs near the schools will provide drivers of all ages with essential feedback so they can moderate their speed and enhance safety," end quote. Locations of the solar speed signs include Highland, Kingston, Marlborough, and Socrates. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.